I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk, A30 WCCO. It's been a great start to the Major League Baseball season for the Minnesota Twins, but it's also been a great start to the WNBA season for your Minnesota Lynx. Lynx now with a 4-1 record to start the year after their 92-66 victory over the New York Liberty. And joining us now is Katie Davidson from the Next Hoop. She joins us here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Katie, how you been?
I can't complain. I've been good. How have you been, Henry?
I've been doing pretty good. I'm hanging in there. You know, same old, same old. Yeah. We just navigate from one day to the next. I just saw the funniest thing, though. I don't know if you're into soccer, but I just saw the funniest thing. So as I'm sitting here at the computer and I got all these different tabs open, right? Top of the hour break. And we have, I got my YouTube TV and it's the Loons taking, they're facing Orlando in this MLS's back tournament and they're trailing 2-1. But I just saw a member of Orlando, right? He, you know, the whole flopping. Flopping is a thing in soccer, right? So yes. they're going for the ball, right? He flops, and then after about maybe 3, 4, 5 seconds of him noticing that the referee's not about to stop play, you're not getting the call, he hopped right up like nothing happened. That's the first time that I think that I've seen that in soccer, is where a guy, because typically they'll lay there and they're writhing in pain. He's like, I'm not getting over on the ref today. That was pretty funny.
Wasn't into it, I guess.
All right, let's talk Minnesota Lynx basketball. A great start to the season. I love everything that we're seeing right now. And when you look at them collecting victories and getting the record to 4-1, last night was a unique situation because Sylvia Fowles, she missed her first game as a member of the Minnesota Lynx. Before we talk about what happened in her absence, for listeners out there that maybe didn't see the game or are not caught up to speed with everything, tell us what she's currently dealing with.
It doesn't sound too serious as far as what Reed told us last night and Coach Reed, that is. And then she's probable for tomorrow's game against the Indiana Fever, but I guess she had a great warm-up, and then Chuck Varda, the team's athletic trainer down there with them, just said, like, hey, maybe you could have her go and play, but you could, like, see how it feels, but maybe he just saw this calf injury and just said that maybe it'd be best to not do anything. And Reed was just like, yeah, let's not risk it at all. So yep. Still missed her first game with the Lynx, and a little bit ugly, to say the least, in the first quarter when New York could not miss anything in the paint without still the best rim protector in the league, but they figured it out. So
yeah, it would just, but think about it. You're in a situation that you haven't been in before, right? She's right. Been here for what, 5 years, and so you're so accustomed to her being in the lineup, and she's not in the lineup. So now you have to adjust on the fly. So at the end of the day, they got the victory, but yeah, it took a little bit of time to them adjusting to her. But let's get into the part about the adjustment, because second year forward Bridget Carlton, she replaced Fowles in the lineup yesterday. She had 25 points, 7 rebounds, became only the third player in the last 20 years to score at least 25 points and get at least 5 rebounds in their first WNBA start. Talk about what worked for her last night.
Yeah, Bridget just looked so confident, and she said that she found out that she was starting about 30 minutes before the game started, because that's when they found out that Syl wasn't going to play, but she just looked really confident. She took 5 shots in the first quarter, had 9 points, 9 of the team's 20, and just could not I mean, she was hitting everything, but it wasn't like it was like a lucky night for her. Like, her fundamentals are just so sound. She was 3 for 3 from the 3-point line, and she's been known to be a sharpshooter where she was at Iowa State. And she just got that shot last night and took advantage of it. And it's great to see her make the most of an opportunity, because there's going to be a lot of those this year with how often teams are playing and just with these injuries are piling up and everything. So she made the most of it. And I don't know Bridget that well, but just based on like our Zoom availabilities with her, she just seems like the most down to earth, like sincere player on the team. Or I shouldn't say that, but just someone that you are really excited to see them succeed. So it's great.
What would you say is Bridget's best asset right now? Is it just her versatility?
Yeah, I think for sure. And like, we saw last night, she can curl off a ball screen, and she's good off the dribble. She can hit a jump shot, but she's also great from the three. So when she still is back in the lineup, that's going to be huge to have her out there spreading the floor. But she's also a versatile defender too. She can guard twos, threes. Four is probably a little bit too big for her, but she's just, I don't know, Reeve says that she's the type of player that you like have to like kick her out of the gym too, because she's constantly working and constantly getting shots up. So that's great to hear too.
We're talking to Katie Davidson from the Next Hoops here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Give her a follow on Twitter, by Katie Davidson on twitter.com. And something that I've always appreciated and I love about the Lynx is their player development. Now, look, I'm a Timberwolves fan. Even as a media member, I invest financially into the Minnesota Timberwolves in terms of tickets. But I've been extremely critical throughout the years, because we haven't shown the ability to develop the young talent that we brought into the organization, right? Cheryl Reeve and the Lynx, they haven't had that problem. They know how to develop the young talent that they bring into this organization.
Obviously, their coaches are so talented. I mean, Rebecca Brunson, Katie Smith, Plinette Pearson, all were successful players in the league. Katie Smith and Rebecca Brunson have quite a few records in the league, too. But so obviously that's something. But Coach Reeve also, like, goes out of her way to, like, she's not just vetting the type of player that she's bringing into her team. It's also she's trying to find, like, good people who will boost up their teammates with confidence. And like, just talking to Bridget and Erica McCall, who had a huge game too yesterday after only being with the team for a week, they just said, like, Coach Reeve wants us to play our game and be who we are and take the shots that are open, and just kind of instills that confidence in them. And I mean, like, all players are going to say that. All players are going to say, well, my coaches and my teammates have put so much confidence in me, but it seems to be working for this team. And I think it's probably pretty sincere.
You know, Katie, the news has broken here in the last few hours, a little bit earlier this evening, that Odyssey Sims, and I think a lot of people saw this coming, but she's the Lynx leader in scoring and assists last season. She is now in the WNBA bubble. She's been activated, which means that she still has to serve, was it a couple of game suspension based on her DUI from a year ago? But getting Odyssey Sims back, talk about what that means for the Minnesota Lynx.
Yeah, so Odyssey, Kent Youngblood from the Star Tribune broke that news today. So the earliest that she could play a game is August 13th, because she first had to quarantine off campus, and then I believe she has 3 or 4 days she's quarantining in the bubble. But then she has to, like you said, she has to miss 2 games for her DUI suspension. But Odyssey, I mean, like, it was huge news last year when the Lynx signed her or traded for her in April, and because she was a rival. She was the Los Angeles Sparks, so everyone was like, how is she going to fit with the Minnesota Lynx? But she felt, I mean, obviously, like you said, she led the team in scoring and assists. She also led the league in turnovers, so that's hopefully something that she can clean up. And we really don't know what Odyssey Sims is going to look like, because she hasn't played competitive basketball in 11 months. So I think she'll probably need some time to get back to where she was last year. But luckily for the Lynx, Crystal Dangerfield has proven that she can serve as the starting point guard until Odyssey is ready to take back that role. So I don't know. I just, like, I was writing about it today, and I was just thinking about 6 months ago, we had no idea what this backcourt was going to look like. And now it looks much, much deeper than I thought it would. So,
And she was a badass at Baylor. Like, I'm a fan of women's college basketball. She was really, really good at Baylor. I can't remember what she got. She was like a top three pick, right? I can't remember what exactly her draft position.
She was top three. I think she was she behind? I can't remember now.
Oh, I see it here. She was the second overall pick. Yep. In 2014 out of Baylor.
Griner was that draft class.
It might have been after Brittany Griner. Is that who you just said, Brittany Griner?
Yeah.
I think that you're right. But she's a vet. She's been there, done that. She's had success in the league. Is she a perfect player? No. But she's a mother now. Congratulations. She had a son in May. Yeah, so congratulations
so
to her on that
too. Like, she gave birth in April and she's already going back to playing professional basketball. That's so incredible. But
isn't that crazy? That's crazy. That's unbelievable. I mean, women are amazing, though. That's what you do. Women are so amazing that way. All right, we're talking to Katie Davidson from the Next Hoops here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Final thing for you, and then we'll let you go this evening. It's been news over the course of the last couple of days, and it's going to continue to be news as long as she is the co-owner of the Atlanta Dream, but your thoughts on this whole situation with Kelly Loeffler, the senator, Republican senator out of Georgia. I just don't get how this is going to work out between her and the players that are on her team. You know, the organization that she co-owns, and her players don't even have a rapport with her. They don't like her at all. A couple of days ago, they came out in terms of going not only just Atlanta Dream players, but other players in the WNBA supporting her opponent right here in this political cycle, a gentleman by the name of Raphael Warnock, who was opposing Loeffler. They were wearing T-shirts supporting him and saying vote for him. So I guess when I look at this, I'm trying to figure out how this is all going to play out long term between the relationship with her and the WNBA. I just feel like it's not a good relationship. It's something that clearly the players in the league are not vibing with her. They don't like her. She doesn't appreciate the players, and she doesn't want to hear their opinions or doesn't like that they have an opportunity to have a platform and voice their opinion and give their perspectives. How do you think that this plays out long term? And then what did you make of the players wearing the T-shirts a couple days ago?
I honestly feel like Loeffler is just kind of using the league as a political pawn. And I feel like she's going to quiet down after the election, after hopefully she loses this election. I just was having a bad day that day for other reasons. And then to see these players come out and have to, like, one, they're playing games every other day, so they're physically drained. And then they have to take on this other thing that an owner in their own league is, like, saying that she's again saying that Black Lives Matter. And they have to take that on top of everything else that they're doing in their career. And it was just so empowering to hear these players and, like, at first, we just saw Chicago Sky was the first team that we saw wearing the T-shirts, but then, like, every other team that played that night was wearing them. And then it was just so huge. And I don't know, it's just so empowering, I felt. And, like, they've also, if you listen in on a Zoom call with them and ask or hear players talking about the T-shirts and if they're talking about the subject about Senator Loeffler, like, they will not say her name. And I don't know if it's orchestrated that way, because, like, the whole thing is to say Breonna Taylor's name this year and all these other victims of police brutality. And they just will not say Senator Loeffler's name. So I don't know if that's on purpose but it's pretty huge. Like, they just, like, it's not even worth it to them to say her name and to give her another platform. So,
and I just can't believe that she's anti-player the way she is. I mean, it's that blows my mind.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Even though I don't understand why these outlets are giving her so much, like they've done interviews with her and given her more of a platform, that just kind of bewilders me. But and it's huge that these players have gone out and just said, like, we can't just attack her. Like, we have to go through, do our research, find a candidate that meets our needs, and hope that that we can go through policy change and make actual change by advocating for this politician. So, I don't know. It's just pretty empowering.
Yeah, and it's pretty frustrating for us to watch.
Yeah, all other professional sports leagues could definitely take a lesson from the WNBA.
Yep, no question about it. Her name is Katie Davison. Give her a follow on Twitter, by Katie Davison. She writes for The Next Hoops, and she joined us here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, take care, Katie, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Sunny.
All right, take care. The Lynx back in action tomorrow. They play at 5 o'clock. Their next opponent is Indiana.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.